In terms of what these historical documents are, who wrote them, and to what end, it's intriguing how bureaucratic and routine these documents are. Intriguingly, only after 1972 do the documents become very brief and very lacking in detail. But the richness of these documents, the annual reports and the eugenic reports, I think indicates the lack of concern about whether or not anything was happening appropriately that's embedded in the documents. These are routine annual reports, proudly stated, outlining the accomplishments of staff and the successes of the institution, the numbers of people moved. It's highly bureaucratic, and I think as a sociologist, I'm interested in that because the notion of bureaucratic violence is something that we see frequently in modern times, from Nazism to this kind of document where we have lists of how much how much population there is, how many people were moved, how many people were admitted or discharged, what kinds of people they were, what categories they fit into, what kinds of operations and surgeries were performed, what kinds of food was grown, what kinds of money was earned through vocational rehabilitation programs, what kinds of diseases and disorders and dental work were done. It's an absolutely mundane document in so many ways. On the other hand, it's a terrifying and horrifying document when one stops to really consider the kinds of experiences and violences that are embedded in these simple numbers. I suppose it's fair to also say that these documents were produced by the institution as part of a routine and regular annual reporting process that would have permitted the institution to justify its budget, for example, and make requests for additional space or additional staffing or additional funding, although in many of the years Michener Center operated, that Pinoca operated, individuals in those institutions would have actually paid for their own care. There still was a need to produce buildings and house the people who were there. So the good work would be reported in such a way as to justify the continued existence of the institution as a necessity, and also to justify its expansion. These are in many ways documents that represent the ambitions of the superintendents as much as anything else.